that generator by any means you're making up.
Electricity, electricity.
Continuing our theme here, last week we had the power companies in. This week we've got Randy Cole, Fox Valley Solar and Electric, electric and solar, and backup generator. Your name's getting pretty long here.
Yes, it is, I guess.
But as we finished that last segment, you'd mentioned we were talking about the generator, and it'll only kick in as an as-needed basis to supply whatever power your home is trying to run. The generator, our generator, it's gas. And, you know, gas has a pretty short shelf life, and, you know, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, it starts to get gum up and clog the carburetor and everything. Right. It doesn't store well. What is this backup generator? Do I need to have a bunch of jerry cans full of gasoline safely stored nearby that I'm replenishing every couple months to make sure I'm ready?
Boy, wouldn't that be a pain. No, these generators come off of LP or propane gas or natural gas. So if you have a natural gas meter, then we just pipe it right to that meter. If you don't, we can put in a propane tank. The one at my house is on a propane tank.
And we've got a propane tank at our house. It's 250 gallons. If our power went out, how long does that 250 gallons last me? And again, this generator isn't running continuous, but if we just turned it on continuous, how fast is that going to burn out? And that may be a loaded question because the generator, it's got different speeds as well, so it may not be pumping at 100% all the time.
That's correct, but it's going to use, I like to use a rule of thumb of 2 to 3 gallons an hour, so it's going to last you several days. A 250-gallon tank would be a minimum that we recommend. If you're buying a tank, then a 250 to 500-gallon is really nominal in the difference in cost, and if you were to put one in now. So I recommend a 500, but it's about space and budgets and everything else.
And a lot of those tanks, you do see them above ground, but they can be buried.
That's correct.
So you could not give up much space. All you would have is just the little round part on the top where the gas man that can come access and replenish it when it's empty.
Looks like a periscope to me, but yeah, it's a submarine underneath.
Perfect,
there.
Perfect, perfect comparison. So the benefit, well, obviously there's a lot of benefits there that were self-explanatory, but propane, unlike gas, it'll stay in that tank for years.
Correct.
And not go bad.
And the generator runs every week to test itself, and it runs for 15 minutes every week. We usually set it up like in a middle of the day on a weekday, and it starts itself, runs its diagnostics, makes sure all the oil's still in the right places and everything's working well.
I really like that.
And as the homeowner, how do I know if I'm gone all day? How do I know it ran? How do I know it checked out? Is there an app for that?
There is, yeah. There's an app for that, and it says right on the generator display when the last time it ran and when it's going to run again, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. And what generator do you like, Randy?
Well, we sell the Kohler generators.
The Kohlers?
Yeah. Any generator is better than no generator, but we like the Kohler generator. We feel it's a very reliable, robust.
And I like the gas. One more point on that is that's going to be a much quieter generator off of propane than something running off of gasoline or diesel.
I like to say generators don't make any noise at all, because 99% of the time they're just sitting there quiet as can be. And when they are making a little bit of noise, it sure sounds good.
Well, we've got to find a way to, you know, well, let's get this done first. But one thing, we've got to figure out a way to take that technology and apply it to living trailers. You go to a rodeo all night long, all you hear are generators clacking, 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 and it makes it a very difficult sleeping environment. We got to figure out how to get these all converted to some kind of portable propane generator.
Just like your home, we recommend solar. Put solar on there and a larger battery storage system, and you can use a lot of your motorhome, RV, trailer for almost everything without starting that generator, unless you have to have air conditioning.
We're here talking with Randy Cole of Fox Valley Electric and Solar. if you'd like to get someone from Fox Valley Electric and Solar to talk to about the options of power supplying your home, battery, solar, generator, give Fox Valley a call at 623-587-7370. That's Fox Valley Electric and Solar. We've been talking a little bit about the supply of electricity at your home. The dual energy homes, you've got the natural gas, we can do a natural gas generator. If you don't, we can bring it in with tanked propane. And then we can back any and all of that up with solar. So we've got kind of a triple layer system here that can even go deeper than that to provide you with the reliability and the cost savings of generating your own electricity. So Randy Cole, Fox Valley Electric, 623-587-7370. If you'd like to explore the idea of what would it take to develop a little grid autonomy, that would be the name and the number you'd want to remember and record. That's Fox Valley, 623-587-7370. When we get back, I've got a whole battery of questions for you about batteries.